In this bulletin, firefighters brace for intense bushfires with heatwave conditions set to continue. Jetstar workers prepare to walk off the job today. And in cricket, the Sydney Sixers defeat the Perth Scorchers in their Big Bash League opener. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Firefighters in New South Wales and Queensland are preparing for more challenging days ahead with severe fire conditions forecast. Around 70 fires are burning across Queensland, with more than 30 crews working to contain fires at Perigean Springs, Weber Downs and Noosa Heads. In New South Wales, more than 100 fires continue to burn, with temperatures in parts of the state predicted to exceed 45 degrees. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian warns the state is facing significant and unpredictable bushfire risk today.
Not only are we going to experience very high temperatures on Thursday and on Saturday, but it's the exceedingly very concerning wind conditions. We're going to have a number of wind fronts that are going to escalate the fuel or escalate the fires burning, but also the potential to have spot fires and embers travelling very long distances.
The House of Representatives in the United States has begun a debate that's likely to lead to the impeachment of President Donald Trump. A vote in favour of impeachment triggers a trial in the Senate next year, but President Trump is unlikely to be removed from office because the Republicans have control of the Senate and are expected to vote along party lines. Speaker Nancy Pelosi told the House of Representatives Donald Trump's actions left the Democrats with no other option.
As Speaker of the House, I solemnly and sadly open the debate on the impeachment of the President of the United States. If we do not act now, we would be derelict in our duty. It is tragic that the President's reckless actions make impeachment necessary. He gave us no choice.
Jetstar ground staff are preparing to walk off the job again amid an ongoing dispute with management over wages and safety concerns. Ramp workers and baggage handlers will reportedly strike over various times at Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide, Brisbane, Cairns and Avalon airports today. The Transport Workers Union is demanding Jetstar provide workers more rests and a guaranteed 12-hour break between shifts, guaranteed 30-hour weeks and a 4% wage increase. TWU Secretary Michael Caine says strikes will continue if Jetstar's management doesn't return to the negotiating table.
This is a ridiculous state of affairs. It's Jetstar that is putting the Australian public out here, not the workers. The workers are asking for modest claim, for modest increases, to return home safely for their families. And what we have here is Jetstar simply disrespecting the Australian public and their workforce.
New Zealand police believe the bodies of two people yet to be found following last week's volcanic eruption may have been washed out to sea. The official death toll from the Whakaari White Island eruption stands at 16, with the bodies of 17-year-old Wiona Langford and New Zealand tour guide Hayden Marshall Inman still missing. Military specialists on Friday recovered six bodies from the island, which remains at a 20 to 40% risk of erupting again. Deputy Police Commissioner Mike Clemens says while authorities believe the bodies have been washed off the island, they're not giving up the search.
We are deeply sorry that we haven't until this time been able to return those bodies. That has been our mission throughout, firstly to save people and then to recover people. It hurts us and it hurts our people and it hurts everybody in this community when we don't achieve that purpose. We haven't given up, but what I'm here to do is to signal to everybody that we've reached a phase where we are literally in the hands of the sea.
Italian prosecutors have accused Egyptian officials of deliberately trying to cover up the murder of an Italian student. Giulio Regini disappeared on a research trip in January 2016 and his badly disfigured body was found in a ditch 9 days later. A parliamentary commission in Italy is examining whether Mr. Regini had come to the attention of Egypt's security forces. Mr. Regini had been researching trade unions, which is considered politically controversial in Egypt. A university in Germany has been forced to ask its students to queue to get a new email password after it was the victim of a cyber attack. Some 38,000 students at the Justus Liebig University Kishan have been asked to provide proof of identity in person before they can get a new password. The attack on December the 8th initially took the entire university offline. The university expects it will take 5 days to process all the students. In cricket, the Sydney Sixers have comfortably defeated the Perth Scorchers by 8 wickets in their opening Big Bash League clash at the Sydney Cricket Ground. Perth was unable to come back from a slow start, with strong bowling from the Sydney team restricting the Scorchers to just 131 for 20. The modest target of 132 was too easy for the Sydney side, with the Sixers' rising star 22-year-old Josh Phillip hammering an unbeaten 81. And now we'll look at today's weather. Perth, a possible shower developing, 26. Adelaide, very hot and sunny, 44. Melbourne, becoming sunny, 23. Hobart, partly cloudy, 23. Canberra, hot with a late cool change, 40. Wollongong, smoke haze, then becoming windy, 35. Sydney, hot and smoky with an afternoon cool change, 40. Newcastle, similar conditions, 40. Brisbane, cloud clearing, 30. Cairns, a shower or two, 32. And Darwin, a shower with a possible storm, 35. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.